What's biting where and when and how to catch them.
Got one.
Moz's Hot Bites.
Thanks to West Hobart Plumbing Centre. Bathroom, kitchen and anything plumbing. They'll save you money.
Now behave, you two.
Yes. Not even going to ask. What's been nibbling?
Well,
Not that.
Okay, so the good news is I did put a request out yesterday to find out where the flathead all were. And the good news is the flathead are starting to come in nice and close. Jack Goodwin at Port Arthur, he bagged out on a good load down
Port Arthur.
Wow.
So what depth?
Well, that's the thing. We'll get to that in a minute. Calm down.
Okay. You get Sorry, mate.
Jump
the ship.
Also, we had Alex Brewer. He got 44 flathead at Marion Bay, which is a hot spot, Marion Bay, in 40 metres of water.
Now, Jack, your bag limit's 20, mate, so you can send the other 24 up here to meet us here on Jono. 8 each.
Now, you don't have to go too far to get hold of these flathead at the moment, too, because Ricky Pfeiffer got a nice big one up in Lindisfarne Bay.
God, Ricky has got a big one.
And the fish
Lindisfarne Bay?
Yeah.
Wow.
Up to the Motor Yacht Club there. That's a good size fish,
isn't
it?
Is that a bit of a deformed-looking flathead?
Well,
it's not fat enough here. Ricky, don't eat that one.
No. But the fish of the week for me
is... It's probably too late.
Set it to Mick. He'll look after for you.
And Pippa Jameson at 7 years old over at the Botanical Gardens. She's nailed a nice little flathead all on her own.
What a good fisherman.
She is very cute, and that's a good fish, and just proves you don't have to go too far to get a flathead.
Well, we know, and you proved to us, didn't he, that you just go to the casino there
where those
few little boats are anchored, chuck a line out there and you'll get a flathead.
It was up to like 38 centimetres we got there.
Absolutely.
I think
the black and green shade, though, was a little bit...
I just missed them and put them back.
Yes, indeed. Very good at putting them back. Okay, we've got the big calamari have turned up. The squid at Adventure Bay are on the go between... Tyson Franklin got 30 between four of them in 3 days.
Damn.
So it's good to see them on the chew down at Adventure Bay. Down at Cremorne, which is one of the best spots to go with your family.
Beautiful.
There's a nice little jetty. You can wade out in the water. Lots of fish about. The salmon were in there, and Xavier Woodlands and Josh Fraser got amongst them there. It's a good haul. A nice big one there, too. I think it was on a 4-pound line.
Nice.
Ooh.
So they went back the next day, an hour, a different time, no fish.
Wow.
So you got to pick your time, and I think it's there when the tide's not running too quick through the channel.
Yep.
An abalone on a squid jig, one of Trent Clifford's mates. Never seen
it
before.
No way.
What is that?
It's an abalone caught on a squid jig.
Oh,
now,
poor abalone.
Are you allowed to keep that, Mick?
Mate, I'd like to see that. How the bloody hell would you catch that on a squid jig?
Oh,
they don't
nice
swim.
Oh,
no, they're pretty hard down on a rock, you know, with the shell on top.
It's sort of got a hold of his lippy, though.
Oh, well, you know.
Never know. Okay, moving on. A tailor has been caught down in the channel, which means the big tailor and salmon are starting to move in.
Nice.
It's a good-sized tailor.
Nice
fish. Don't put your finger in the mouth of a tailor. They've got really good teeth. They'll chomp it straight off.
Ooh.
Tony Rowe went out yesterday. He got 100 scallops at New Bedford, 10 abalone, one flounder and 2 squid at Betsy Island.
What a great day.
That is trout.
Feed.
The legends Tony Robertson and Marty Evans between your Norfolk and Bridgewater got 8 sea-run trout.
Yeah, nice.
Put back in the river if it was you or me, Mick.
Exactly.
And the big gun, Kelly Oakley at Great Lake, got this massive, not really massive, is it? Oof. No, massive trout. So the trout are on at Great Lake as well.
Wouldn't have been taking a photo of that one, Kel.
I think Pippa was my favourite.
Pippa's your ear, definitely. Yeah. Cracker, and she, I think we should give her a mercury hat. I've got a pink one at work.
Yeah, good idea. She's got a good idea. Right,
did you sort out the flathead, the depth?
Yes, indeed. So 40 metres was the call outside Marion Bay, but I also heard 17 metres up in Mercury Passage. So it means that they're starting to get in shallower, they're starting to get ready to spawn, they're starting to get active, and they're going to start getting on the hooks pretty quick.
Great stuff. And I've got to let you know, too, the 150... The boys at Channel Marine put on my boat, it goes beautiful.
What's the top speed?
Oh, 50 knots.
50 knots?
Yeah, with a 19-pitch prop. I reckon if I put a 21 on there, I'd be up there.
Twist Mother Earth off her axis.
Cool,
beautiful. Really good on fuel. That's the thing I love. But anyway, good stuff, Moz.
Thank you very much.